What is going on, guys? You are listening to the Ton of Strength podcast. Here's your host, Tony G. I be Tony G, baby. Let's get started, man. It is freaking early as hell in this morning. I just woke up super early, and I feel like I have some energy here, so I'm going to get after this. Topic of discussion today is complaints, and complaining is why you lose. In this day and age, we complain a lot. We complain about left and right. Every single conversation has a complaint of some extent, and it's baseless complaints. There's something that's not back behind it. We can complain all we want, but in not taking action after making that complaint, it's literally baseless. It's pointless to even complain, and it gets annoying. I absolutely hate complaints because there are so many people out there having a worse life than us, and we take that shit for granted. A lot of things that happen in life, we take for granted. Previous generations never complained when they took action. Let me give you an example. Baby boomers, they never complain when something happened. They just went after it. If there's an adversity they faced or any type of issue, that inconvenience that might have occurred, they found a way around it. They didn't complain. They just did it. This is something that changed over time. A lot of people complain now. And most complaints are never heard by corporate companies. Let's say there's a specific complaint by a company. We just talk shit about them, you know, in person with a friend rather than going and calling the thing. And he's like, hey, I got a complaint. This is more so of a recommendation for you guys to improve your service. If you literally said this, if you just literally called a company and made a complaint like that, that means you took action on your complaints. And that's a more valid complaint. Because there's action behind it. You had an issue or inconvenient service and you want to call the location or even discuss it with management in a calm, reasonable manner and say, hey, this is an issue. I want you guys to address. If you do this, it's going to help benefit your company. And those kind of complaints are beneficial. And those kind of complaints are the ones that develop the company as a whole. If we make complaints with buddies, their buddies are just going to tell other buddies and they won't say anything to the company. It's just like talking behind someone's back. How are you going to develop that way? I believe that complaints weaken your resolve. Like they weaken your strength and they destroy culture within a company. I've been at companies where people just constantly complain. And it's very mentally draining. Like it's absolutely frustrating to deal with complaints left and right. Absolutely frustrating dealing with somebody who complains all the time. It just steals your soul, baby. It just steals your soul. So this is why I say, simply put, pardon my French if you've been hearing my curse words, but quit your bitching. Seriously, we should stop complaining as a generation as a whole. Because we're just building up on the complaints of previous generations, whereas the baby boomers never had that issue before. A lot of people complain about how their life is so terrible. Their life is so miserable. And I say to that, and? Because so many other people have it worse than us, yet we complain about how inconvenienced it's been that our Starbucks coffee, they used regular fat-induced milk rather than fat-free milk. That is a first-world problem that we're complaining about. Like, do you really complain about something so minuscule in life and so pointless? I don't understand that. Maybe we're not too ambitious or have that growth mindset in life and that we've kind of diminished where something like that has literally destroyed our lives. What kind of complaint? This is not a complaint. Dude, if a complaint is, hey, you know, we're not being able to be fed because the war that's going on is killing crops and all things, that's a complaint. That's a more important complaint than what we complain about. Oh, you're sold out of that mocha cappuccino. Like, come on, bro. That is a first world problem that we should not complain about. Count your blessings. You're awake. You're alive. That's more important than your damn chocolate chip frappuccino, man. I don't even know. It's stuff like this is just getting me kind of fired up. And don't mistake my passion. Don't mistake my anger for anger. It's more so passion and anger. Like, I'm passionate. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to make you understand that this kind of stuff needs to disappear. These kind of complaints need to disappear. And I've been there. I've been that type of person who would complain about every little thing. But the thing is, I realized something. And it irked me when I realized this because I hated myself personally. I hated myself because I was complaining like this. But I realized something. The other people have it so much worse than me. And I'm pretty blessed with the things I've experienced, things I've done. Honestly, the adversity has brought me more happiness than anything else. The inconveniences have brought me more happiness than anything else because those inconveniences I use to improve upon myself or make myself stronger than I was before. That's the ton of strength mindset, baby. There's always room for development. There's always room for growth. We should just stop complaining about the pointless stuff. Like, all I see on Facebook is complaints. Let's say there's some, you know, thing on the news that pops up and people are just like, oh, if this was done, this could have been avoided. Then why aren't we doing it? If that's the answer, then why are we doing it? We're just complaining about it. Every single time I see a Facebook post, it's the same complaint over and over and over again. But we don't do shit about it. If you don't like something, take action upon it. If you're not going to take action upon it, there's no reason for you to complain, period. And I really mean that. There is no reason for you to complain that if life is challenging, life challenges you, and you make the same complaint about the certain thing and you don't do anything about it, you can't complain. You cannot complain. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut up. Guys, I really am passionate about this because I think that we can do so much better as society. We can do so much better as human beings. There's always room for development, baby. And if we make complaints about that chocolate chip is not chocolate chip enough. Like, come on. Come on, bro. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. I look at it like this. Complaints are reactions, not action. You're reacting to something, so you're going to make a complaint. What you want to do is when you see something that you don't like, that adversity, you just feel in your gut, oh, this pisses me off. Take action upon it, please. That's your plan of action. Catch yourself. Here's your plan of action, guys. Catch yourself when you're complaining. This might not be easy to begin with, but once you start realizing it, you're going to realize you're complaining. You're going to make yourself shut up. Another one is have someone hold you accountable. If they hear you bitching, be like, hey, bro, stop bitching. Stop complaining, man. Have your friend tell you that. Stop complaining, man. Life is easy to some extent. Stop complaining. And then number three for your plan of action is actually take action. If there's a complaint that you want to address, you better take action upon it. There's no reason for you to complain unless you're going to take action upon it. If you're not going to take action upon it and you're not going to do anything about it, sit back and shut up. Like things like, oh, gas prices are 5 cents more than they used to be. Come on, really? That is a problem. That is a problem to deal with. Come on, dude. Like, I hear that or complaints about the weather. It's so hot outside. California, man. It's so hot outside. Well, that's why we have an AC. Go inside. Turn on the AC. My AC's broken. Go get it fixed. This doesn't come with fries. Order fries. Like, seriously, come on, guys, come on. It's not, oh, my God. It just irks me, man. It's things that just drives me insane. Guys, there's always opportunity to fix. There's always opportunity to fix something, man. If there's a challenge, you either complain and complain and complain and just become a negative, pessimistic loser, or you could take action upon it, have that growth mindset, and that'll make you a better individual because you took adversity, you flipped it around and made your strength, or you learned from it. That is the ton of strength mindset. That is what I'm looking for. That is what everyone should strive to do. This world would be so much better if we didn't complain about the most pointless shit. Guys, thank you for listening. As always, feel free to subscribe. Refer people to this podcast if you think they need to hear it. I'm here to help you develop. I am here for you to help develop me. All this stuff is just things that I think that, well, I believe can improve upon us, every single one of us. I need to say things like this as a reminder to myself to catch myself. If I am doing something like this, if I'm complaining about how that ketchup is green instead of red, but it tastes exactly like ketchup, and there's no added ingredients, just the coloring, I shouldn't be making a complaint. If you ever catch me doing that, Tony, stop bitching. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate everything. Just feel free to subscribe. Like I said, share with your boys, share with your girls, share with the ladies, or keep it to yourself. Improve upon yourself. And then when you come into a conversation, somebody's complaining. Stop complaining. Life is so much worse for people on the other side of the world. I love you guys. Peace out. Thanks. Later.